You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it.
I don't need to announce where I live. Location speaks for itself. But if Sutton has to defend her zip code with 20 excuses, 5 Instagram posts, and a spritz of perfume strong enough to mask the fumes from gridlock, maybe what needs reappraisal isn't the house. It's the self-esteem that's been run over by morning rush hour.
Jack, welcome back to the Kmart couch.
Oh, the Kmart couch.
Yeah, well, love. It is what it is, isn't it?
Yep.
It's not the comfiest of things.
No, rickety as.
Yeah. How are you? How are you feeling? How's it? What's it feel like to be finally out of retail now?
Yes, I was going to mention that. Mm. I have finally made my way out of retail after 13 years.
Oh, you've escaped.
Escaped, how do yes. you feel? I don't know. It's weird. Mm. Like, it doesn't feel real.
Mm.
Feels like I'm just like gearing up to go on like a big annual leave, but yeah. I'm not. I'm starting my new job tomorrow.
How exciting. We're no longer floor girls on the retail.
No longer floor girls. I also wanted to ask, like, given you recently got out of retail and now I am, what would have to be your most traumatic memory?
Of retail?
Yeah.
Oh my God, honestly, so much. It's mainly the customers. Most traumatic, I think I would have to say there was this one time when I call it the Maya siege.
Oh, yeah.
And this was before COVID. So a lot of things, like there was a lot of like nervousness around like retail at that time. Like there was all these rumors going around that certain retailers were going to go under or into administration, whatever. And word on the street that it was Maya. And we had to, since we had concessions in there, we had to go in there and take all of the stock out without Maya knowing.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
But we also had to transfer it out physically, otherwise Maya could do us for shoplifting. So, like, we had
which you basically were.
Pretty much, yeah. And look, it was a real ugly day. I really didn't speak much. It was me and a couple other girls that had to go in there and literally it looked like a
ransack.
Yeah. You know, like those movies like Black Friday in like American movies where it just like, it's like an absolute stampede. That was us, like bags of stock running down the escalators, blocking off the doors, had security guards chasing me. Like I felt like a full blown criminal.
I remember when that happened and like you messaging me and I just couldn't believe like what you were having to do.
Neither do I. And then running down Rundle Mall with bags and bags of stock because we weren't allowed to take it on like rolly racks or trolleys. Like it all had to be in, or even boxes, they all had to be in bags. So I looked like and what is so like upsetting as well, it looked like, because you know how everyone would panic buy, it looked like we were panic buying and running back and forth. Like it was honestly, I have never felt shame and embarrassment like that before. So that would be like, that's when you say trauma, that is right up there. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
That's fair.
What about you?
Look, definitely nothing like that. Like our experiences were different in some ways. I think like probably this happened on two occasions and I think it's kind of traumatic because it feels like it was a targeted thing, but on two separate occasions, a guy came in and tried a pair of pants on, but then pissed in them.
Yeah.
And right. handed them back to me.
Thank you so much.
And it's like, I just think like...
That's not a human.
It's also just, you didn't do that accidentally. Like, you've come in to like ruin my life.
Mm.
And you took the pants, went into the change room, pissed yourself in them and then handed them back to me and went, nah, not right.
Were they like dripping?
Yeah. Like saturated. And the floor was a mess. Like, yeah, like crazy.
That is fucking foul.
And like
animals.
Two separate times, like two different people, years apart, by the way.
Fucking hell.
And I'm just like, I could never wrap my head around like why that happened. Because I just think if you needed to pee, you could go to the toilet.
Like, why was, like, that moment the moment where you just had to release into a brand new pair of spray-on black skinnies?
That's what I mean, though. Like, they are like, it's a calculated thing to do.
Attack.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a fuck you. Like I feel like that was personalized.
Yeah.
Like that person.
Hate you've, crime.
You've like haunted them in a past life.
Something was up. Yeah. Anyways, so I think like that probably.
You won't
I
miss.
Mean, there's many, many other times where, you know, you've had to really pull it together to get through some stuff. But
oh, yeah.
Those two stand out.
Okay, well, fair enough. Good question.
Mm.
I have been absolutely like tweaking because I'm so stressed about getting Lady Gaga tickets tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I've got people lined up to help assist with me securing these tickets. But can I just say, like, if we get tickets, obviously you're the one that's coming with me, but I think you'll see a side of me that you've never seen before.
What, at the concert?
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon I'm just going to... I will have a huge crash out. Like, I'm just going to...
just start
yeah.
bashing people to get I to mean, the front.
I was watching the Lady Gaga Coachella performance, obviously, yesterday downstairs. And I was like, no, I can't through... I can't listen... I need the full experience. I can't listen to this through the speakers. So, I put my headphones on and I was like femming the fuck out watching this... performance, and then it's so embarrassing that Beck comes over. I'm watching the TV's blaring while I've got the headphones on. Like, I literally I've never been at a weirder point in my life.
No, it so, was giving like as if you were overstimulated yeah, and needed yep. your own little comfort headphones or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I couldn't handle the kitchen sounds, and I just wanted to embrace the full experience. So I was like, no, I'm going to listen to it with my headphones and like the TV blaring yeah. as well.
And I was like, I'm so sorry that I'm making noise cooking yep. your lasagna.
Yeah, well, I was happy to have a late lasagna, but, you know, whatever.
Funny.
It's fine. nonetheless, that was an amazing show. I don't know if you got to see...
I didn't catch much of it, pieces. To be honest.
Okay, well, you missed out.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you won't get
Slaving
to miss out.
Slaving away, doll.
Yeah. I mean, priorities. Anyway, I have some... exciting things to share with you today. Have you seen that Bravo has announced that Below Deck Down Under season 4 just started filming with a first ever Real Housewives crossover charter?
Really?
Guess who it is.
Is it just one housewife?
It's the full cast.
Fuck off. You've kept this under wraps as if you know I love Below Deck. Like, it's literally one of my favorite fucking shows.
And guess what cast it is?
Sydney.
No.
Melbourne.
No.
Beverly Hills.
No.
What? Is it like interstate or...
It's,
no, it wouldn't be.
It's an American franchise.
Oh my God. New York.
No. I can't believe you haven't said this.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Get fucked! Are you serious?
They're filming with Below Deck Down Under.
What the hell? How have I not heard this?
I know, it's the first ever crossover.
Oh my God, I'm gonna die.
How fucking good is that?
What the fuck? That is like Christmas on crack.
I'm so excited. Like,
No, you don't watch Below Deck, honey. This is for me. That you have paid me out for years watching this show. You said it makes you depressed, so you won't be tuning in. I will be loving that.
I'll be in the laptop of in the bedroom, the headphones on again.
Oh my God, that's yeah. fucking amazing. How have I not seen this? Like,
I don't
is this
know.
Announced this, like, on Instagram and everything?
Yep. Yeah, photos and everything. With the cast.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
where have I been?
Angie and Mary have had photos with the captain and chief stew.
Who's the chief stew?
Daisy.
Oh, yeah.
And Captain Jason. And Chef Ben, whoever they are. I don't know any of these people, but...
Okay.
Exciting times, exciting things to come.
That
so we're going to
so
get...
so exciting.
...your new Below Deck crossover with a new Salt Lake City season, like, coming up.
So is that going to be... like next year, we're going to have to wait ages because the current season is airing at the moment.
Oh, then maybe. I don't know how quickly they pump them out, but...
it's going to be ages.
Yeah. But very exciting.
So exciting. Nonetheless. What the hell?
Yeah. Okay, so should we get into why we're really here?
Sure.
So, Real Housewives of Sydney, mm-hmm. what did you think of this episode?
Yeah, I mean, like, it was a fun episode. Mm. First of all, the dirt buggies in New Zealand. Yeah. Why didn't we do that? I didn't know about that.
I'm not sure, but Kate saying that she was heavily hungover, I'm sure that you can relate to that. You would have literally done that.
Yeah.
Severely hungover.
I would have absolutely nailed it.
That boat was fucking fanging it around that little lake. That was going so fast. Even the buggy was going so fast.
They were getting tossed around.
Yeah. They loved it, though. I love that about, like, this Aussie housewives. They're just down for anything.
Yeah.
Unless your name's Martine.
Yeah.
She really lost me.
Okay.
This episode.
Yeah, I agree. She's being way too precious about this group. Like, you know, I get that it can be frustrating sometimes when you are struggling to get a word in, but just rise up to it and get, like, just,
like,
pull it together.
What did you think this show was going to be? Like, you know what Real Housewives is. It's like going on to Married at First Sight, but not wanting to show any affection. Like it's just...
Yeah. You,
like, and the girls do have a point. It's like, well, if you're not loud enough, make yourself loud enough.
100%. And, like, you know, I think it's annoying that she's been sitting out of all this shit because I feel like she came in with, like, a really, like, high potential.
And she can hold herself in an argument.
Exactly. So it's like, tell them all to shut the fuck up. Yeah. Like, that's what we want to see.
Yeah. I don't want to see you then veer off and do a solo quest in Queenstown. No one wants to see that.
And it's also what is frustrating me as well is Victoria is not pulling her in line. Yeah. Like, she is fucking...
She's
mollycoddling her.
What's that?
Mollycoddling.
Yeah.
Like, where you, like, babying.
Okay.
She's, like, babying her.
I thought it's the first time I've ever heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we should probably Google because it might mean something else. But I think it means that.
Molly coddling. Oh, that's a tongue twister.
No, it's not.
For me, it is.
Are you going to Google it?
I can't say that.
Okay. yeah, like, she's just babying her, basically, is what I'm saying. And like, it's annoying because it's like, tell your friend to fucking man up a bit.
Yeah.
Or just, like, stop being so fucking prissy.
I think it really shows as well, like, she actually can hold herself in an argument really well, but I think the argument she is trying to fight is so weak. Like, I just don't, there's nothing in this. Like, I don't understand what your point is. Like, if you feel like you're not being heard, then say something. Yeah.
Tell them to shut up a bit.
Yeah. And I feel like Sally handled herself really well in this episode with, like, the dinner party.
Yeah.
And she did a really good job at then... I mean, Victoria called her out for being a shit stirrer, but she did it really well by repeating what Martine said in Noosa about you haven't matured fully if you haven't had kids.
Yeah, which and is that was crazy.
A great way to kind of split those to, like, Kate and Martine up.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of that statement?
I don't think it's true. I mean, I'm never going to have kids. I mean, I don't know if I'm mature, but I don't think it's true at all. And Sally made a great point of, like, well, people pop out kids all the time and don't take care of them. So,
yeah, literally. You know. I agree. I don't think that having a kid, obviously it changes, you know, I guess how responsible you are for something, but I don't think that that always equals to maturity.
No, not at all. And I think Sally bringing that up was a great way just to throw it out there.
And can I also say, at that dinner, what was frustrating me about Martine's whole argument is she's trying to say that her issue with the girls is the fact that everyone keeps cutting each other off. She cut every single fucking person off at that dinner that was talking to her.
Yeah.
She kept talking over them, cutting them off. And it was like, you're fucking contradicting your own fucking problems.
Yeah. And what do you think about her? So when Chrissy's then trying to explain herself and be like, oh, well, if that was me, do you think Chrissy means that in a malicious way? I think, you know, Chrissy's trying to talk to her experiences with how she would react so then she can try and understand where Martine's coming from.
Yeah.
But Martine kind of says, well, you're not you and you're not, hold on, you're not me and I'm not you.
Yeah, it's kind of like the woke response.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just think someone like Chrissy, unfortunately, is set up to just not win an argument when it goes to that level because it's like, Yeah, it's just, it's this, it goes nowhere. Mm. Once someone sits there and goes, well, that's how you think for you, and this is how I think for me, and you're not me, it's like, well, where do we go now then?
Yeah, well, what like, then? What do you want?
Doesn't mean you're not being an annoying fucking bitch.
Because you don't want to see my perspective, and now you're making it seem like I can't.
Yeah.
You can't see my, yours. I don't know. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
But, and it was interesting to see, like, Chrissy and Terry kind of team up a little bit as well. And Terry actually surprised me by kind of not turning on Martine, but like kind of being like, well,
do you know what Terry said that I found funny? If it's scientifically proven, does that really mean it's true? Well, babe.
Well, kind of, babe. Kind of. It's got some grunt behind it.
Yeah.
And then... Oh, what was the guy's name? Jordan Peterson. And then Kate was like, Jordan Peterson's a fuckwit.
Yeah. Is Jordan Peterson the one that, like, argues in the streets with, like, non-binary people?
Who is Jordan Peterson?
Isn't he, like, an activist and... Or, like, a professor or some shit, and he just argues with, like, the woke?
He is a Canadian... Philosophical. Psychological.
Let me see.
What's that word?
A psychologist.
Why could I not read that?
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of.
I've never seen him.
You've never seen him?
Let's see.
His videos were like all over TikTok. Like people film him like arguing about shit.
Sounds exhausting.
Anyways.
Who does that?
But yeah, that dinner was...
I loved it. I thought it was good, but I hate how it ended by them just saying, I think Victoria was like, well, are we still friends? And Sally says, well, not. I'm feeling like a little bit weird after that comment that you said. And then it just all cuts.
Mm.
Normally, like, sure, cut the convo, but like show them all like, anyway, we're calling it a night, blah, blah, blah.
Maybe they're saving... Maybe there's a bit of an Easter egg in there and they're going to bring it out at the reunion.
I hope so, because I just hate how, like, it's very choppy at the moment. Yeah, like, it is. It's very cut up. And yeah.
If some of it feels quite produced and forced, but that dinner actually, like, felt
good.
Natural.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know how sometimes they'll bring up at the reunion, like, a never-before-seen footage kind of thing? Maybe there's something in that. I feel
like it needed more rounding off.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
And, like, if it happened, then show it to then round off that night.
Yeah. But yeah, like, my key takeouts from that dinner was that I found Martine to be quite condescending.
And condescending and just contradicting what she's been saying.
And just hard to reason with.
Yeah. And also...
And deliberately. She was deliberately being like that.
Would just kind of let Victoria speak for her.
Yeah.
I'm like, well... Everyone's listening to you now, so say it.
Yeah. And what's your thoughts on Victoria and Martine getting their own villa?
This is another problem that I have with this show, or like just the way how this season's going. It feels like, you know, if you watch a cast trip with Beverly Hills, Salt Lake City, whatever... There are times where they fucking hate each other, but they all stay in the same villa and just work it out. They're... Like, no one cracks the shits and leaves entirely unless something huge has happened. Like, something major.
And it warrants it.
Yeah, Martine is saying that she doesn't feel heard and then doesn't even want to go tell the girls that she's leaving the villa.
Yeah.
Like, so... I'm sorry. I don't even know, is this, like, a production thing? Are they saying, like, oh, okay, you girls go now. This might create some drama if you say go or, like, you're going to leave. Like, I just feel like if they were in the same house anyway, that would have... been more interesting to watch.
Yeah, it was feeling like a bit pathetic.
And then I'm just like, well, if you're not going to even tell them yourself, like, what are you even doing on this show?
Yeah,
like
you're just getting a bit like that.
Yeah, like surely you knew what you're walking into.
Yeah, like kind of put yourself into it a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then, oh my God, like the part where they asked Kate what her opinion was, and then Kate was like...
Fucking kicked off.
Yeah, literally kicked off at Terry. All Terry was doing was standing there, but it's like... I felt so, like, annoyed for the group when Kate was, like, being like, it's fucking pissing me off. But, like, what she said at the same time was funny. Like, she's like, fucking Terry's standing there yettying around the place. It's like, what are you talking about?
Come stand here then. Like, literally. Terry was so caught off guard when she said
she fucking flipped out. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. And then Victoria showing them all the tattoo, and Chrissy's like, is that a mole?
I thought she said, is that mold?
Oh, no, I thought she said, is that a mole? And she was like, oh, it's a wash off, thank God. And
I then thought she said mold because it's like blue.
I don't know, mole or mold. I thought it was fucking funny, but yeah. She dragged Victoria for that. Yeah,
not what you want someone to say when you're like showing them your fucking tattoo that you just got.
Freshly inked and you're getting rinsed for it. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
And then even when the girls get their villa, the separate villa, they're just like, oh, this feels nice. Oh, I wonder what the girls are talking about. I'm like, well, what are you two doing?
So
like,
pathetic.
What, like, this is boring. Like, do you not think that this is boring?
You're standing there being like, wonder what the girls are doing. Hun, if you didn't leave them...
You would know.
You would know.
Yeah.
Why are you standing there talking about them? Like, you're acting like you're above this cast the whole time. Yeah. And then you go to your villa and stand there and fucking wonder what they're doing.
Yeah. It just... And then it cuts to all the other girls having a fucking blast around the fire, having drinks.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying... Talking
about dicks.
Kate... Yeah. That's our kind of night. I am enjoying Kate kind of getting around that group and just kind of sinking in a little bit more. And like, even that with breakfast the next morning and Chrissy opening up about her cancer story, Kate just kind of seeing another side to Chrissy. And
it like, might have been what she needs to like move forward.
Yeah, I think it was just kind of... It was refreshing to see those two kind of get on a lighter path.
I agree, but I do think that it's short-lived. And I think absolutely. I think that once Caroline is back in the mix...
It's all gonna...
Kate will be back on her, high horse.
Yeah. Another thing, surprisingly, we got a flashback to Noosa, and I was like, oh, Nicole. Like...
Oh, hello.
Nicole hasn't been in, the last three episodes?
Yeah. I forgot about her.
Yeah, like, why? I want to see some back and forth. I would love to have seen, like, a lunch where Nicole and Caroline hung out in Sydney.
They just were, like, cut out of the episode completely.
I just don't understand. And that's why this group now feels like it's split into threes.
Yeah.
And it's just...
It's weird.
It's not working.
I don't know if it's, like, a budgeting thing. Like, do you think that they just don't...
Have the money to... For
cameras and shit.
Because I do actually really like this cast, but the way how it's all separated is just going to cause issues for it to succeed, in my opinion. But excited next week. This is something I've been really looking forward to. Caroline and Terry look like they kick off at a lunch.
Yeah.
And I want to see those two go head to head, toe to toe, head to head.
Head to head.
Head to head.
Or toe to toe, whatever. But I agree. I think that they'll both have some fire to them, you know?
Those two.
And they'll go low.
Yeah. Oh, they'll go low.
It'll be tit for tat.
And they'll be entertaining to watch. Those two, I've got my eye on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, keen for that. Hopefully we get to see some Caroline and Nicole next week as well.
Yeah. Taking off pause.
Yeah. Shall we move to part two of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion?
Sure.
I'm sick of hearing about the fucking text between Carl and Dre.
I was going to say, like, when we first started this season, we sat there and said, like, I really hope that this text isn't the drama of the season. And it clearly was. It just...
Particularly between those two.
It got brought up, put to bed, brought up, put to bed. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But once we finally got past that, we finally get Jennifer Tilly and Kathy Hilton coming out. Thank God Kathy came out. Listen, Jennifer, I think she seems like a lovely lady, but I'm sorry she's not fit for this cast. She belongs on a different show. I don't know what show that is, but it's not this one.
I feel like she would almost be like a funny person to have on, like, The Traitors or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because like you can have a lot of different,
yeah,
like, very vastly different people, but when you've got too much of that in, like, a Housewives cast, it can feel misplaced.
It really comes across because she said she describes herself as a super fan as well, and I feel like that's probably the role that she's been playing in this show. Like, she really doesn't get involved with anything. Not even, like, the Sutton drama, to be honest. And it's just like she's just kind of sitting there. What we all want to do on the show is like, I would want to go on the show, but I don't want to get involved.
She's, you know, my dream, but it was pissing me off, and I don't know why, But it was pissing me off the fucking snacking on the couch. Yeah.
Which is, you know what? Very different to Kathy just sucking on a chewy for a little bit.
Yeah. But like when Jennifer was sitting there eating crumbs out of her whatever, like,
it was funny.
It felt like attention seeking behavior. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
And
like,
I didn't enjoy it.
No.
It got my attention for all the wrong reasons. The Kim update.
Oof. Yeah. Wasn't that, was that a bingo card for one of you and Jess? Or
yeah, it was kind of like a, like something's happened, but I reckon something bigger is going to happen with Kim. So, I mean, who knows what she's doing in Florida? Wrestling an alligator or something.
Is she in Florida?
Yeah, she's in Florida. Apparently, I think people are saying that it's rehab. But Kathy and Kyle didn't say that. But you kind of like, they kind of looked at each other to be like, let's not talk about it.
Yeah, like they're 100%. Like,
not going into it.
They keep that, like, any updates with Kim, like, very, very close. Yeah, the cards don't get shown much at all. Mm. And, like, look, respect to them.
Yeah,
like,
I get it.
It's not nice for them. Tough. So, speaking of Dorit now, I must say, I, as annoying as she can sometimes be, I feel like she really did bring the heat this season. Just with the way that she is so much more...
She's unapologetic.
Yeah, yeah, like she's not worried about what she's saying.
Yeah.
And I like that.
I like how she called Sutton out, especially in this reunion. She, Sutton has not said a word because she knows she is in big trouble if she speaks up. And Dorit has clearly cottoned on to that and is now probing and pushing and pushing and pushing to make her
come out.
Come out.
The dragon.
Yeah. Because she has done that all season and now she's watched the season back and thought, fuck, like, I'm about to get rinsed.
100%.
And now we finally start to see it.
Yeah. And I loved Dorit, like, the comment where she was like, I don't want to live on a fucking main road.
And doubles down on it and says it again.
I want to read something that I saw on Instagram this week and I don't know if it was a... like word for word true statement, but like the post was something that Dorit has apparently said.
Mm.
And I just thought it was funny. It made me laugh. So it reads, I wasn't planning to make real estate a topic of discussion, but if Sutton wants to keep curating this French Madame fantasy in the middle of Beverly Hills, then at the very least, maybe make sure the soundtrack doesn't include a semi truck revving its engine every morning. I'm not saying she doesn't have money. I'm saying having money and having taste are two very different things. And living on a main road that sounds like a Google Maps traffic report, I'm sorry, that's not chic. That's chaotic. I don't need to announce where I live. Location speaks for itself. But if Sutton has to defend her zip code with 20 excuses, 5 Instagram posts, and a spritz of perfume strong enough to mask the fumes from gridlock, maybe what needs reappraisal isn't the house. It's the self-esteem that's been run over by morning rush hour. Like, was that, did she say that? So
she chewed her up, if that's real.
She cleared. Like,
that is the biggest read.
Ever. Like, I would, I'd move thing. House. If I was Sutton, I would put my fucking house up for sale.
I would be calling Chriselle and saying, get the best price possible, babe. I need to get away from this fucking road. Oh my God. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. If but she said that, kudos
I need
her.
To know, like, if she said that, because that was very, very, like, what's the word?
Cunty.
Cunty. And just like, fuck, I can't think of the word. Anyway, it's fucking funny.
Yeah, I stand by that. I'll double down on that with Dorit.
Witty.
Witty.
Is what I was
Yeah, witty.
Witty gal. Ooh. But yeah, I fucking lost it reading that.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Like the mention of gridlock, like just hilarious.
The semi-trailer.
Hilarious.
I can't.
But that's the energy she's had this season.
And you know what? If she keeps it up, good for her.
Well, look at where she was sat.
Yeah, right next to Andy.
I think she deserved
also
it.
Also quite funny when Andy said, you do look like young.
Oh my God.
Like,
oh,
thank you. It's like she was touched by God.
Literally. I wrote that in my notes. So Jennifer Tilly compliments her first and says, Dorit looks quite young. She goes, thank you. Andy then goes, no, you do look quite young. She's like, thank you. Like, coming from a gay man, like
that means everything.
If a compliment like that comes from a gay man, like,
you've made it.
You're doing well.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah, that was fucking so funny.
And I feel like only a gay would understand.
Yes. Next week looks good, though. I feel like Garcelle made a decision there and then after, because she doesn't even do the cheers at the end. No more cast photo again.
I thought when before the first episode aired and it was like we saw snippets of Garcelle leaving the set, I thought it was going to be more so like halfway through.
Yeah.
But I did not know that she waited till right at the very end to be like, peace.
She must get rinsed again in part three.
Yeah, but like, is that not just a bit like immature? Like what, you're just going to leave because of the cast photo?
I think so. I think it's a bit of a cop out.
No one cares that much, babe.
Especially like she was good, but like, was she ever incredibly amazing? Oh my God, the show can't go on without her. No. Like, I just feel like it's a bit dramatic.
Yeah.
For her. Anyway, we'll recap that next week when we close off Beverly Hills. How exciting.
Yep.
Anything else you're watching? Other than the usual scary movie when you're hungover.
Why do you make that sound like that is the only life I live?
It's one day of the weekend that you live.
Don't be a dog. What am I watching? I just finished that Adolescence show.
Oh, was it good?
Look.
It's a bit grim, isn't it?
Look, I just think you could probably watch the first episode and then leave the rest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. There's no twist or anything. Right. And like, I get it. Like, you get to the end and you realize, oh, they were just telling the story as if how it probably would play out in real life. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, well, I watch Netflix to escape real life, doll.
And we're back in it.
So
we're in the worst.
Give me
of it.
A twist. Yeah. Give me a, like, what the fuck? Didn't see that coming. Mm. Jaws on the floor. Like,
gagged.
Anyways, I actually watched the last episode in bed, half asleep. And I was I could have just slept.
Yeah.
So would I recommend it? No, I just think watch the first episode. You get all the answers you need from the first episode and close that fucking book.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank God I didn't waste my time with that.
Yeah. But am I watching anything else? I don't know. Are we watching anything?
Love on the Spec.
Oh yeah. Love that show.
Yeah. We just finished that last night actually. Oh my God, I've forgotten her name, but making out with that guy in front of her parents and her whole family at the kitchen table.
That was, you hilarious. Felt that through the screen, the parents' tension.
Yeah. Oh golly gosh.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm really watching anything else. There is I need to see if this... I'm not up to date with it. But that Love Hotel with...
Oh, yeah.
We need to see if that's out. Luann, someone from Potomac. What's her name? I've forgotten. Oh, God, I just had
it. The curly hair.
Yeah. Oh, it's left me. Mm. And then Shannon from OC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, that will be good. And then someone also told me that I think it might have come out recently or it's almost out. The show that like Meredith's son's
on. Yes, I was just about to say that. I think I can't remember the name. Honestly, like it's my dream to be on a show like that, but I just don't think anyone's going to really tune in.
And you're not rich.
That too.
Far from it, doll.
Thanks for calling me out on that.
We hear ambulances constantly around our house. Like, we don't live in a peaceful suburb.
Okay.
Away from...
God, no secrets here.
No.
Surprisingly, I haven't had to pause this at all today.
Because of the fucking sirens.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're out doing God's work. We can't complain too much.
No.
No, I don't think I'm watching anything else.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got a couple questions for you before we leave off today.
I've got two.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll go tit for tat. Mm. Tick for tack. Tit for... Oh, God, I'm ballsing up these words today. First one. Do you think Kyle and Dorit will make up?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like... Yep. You go.
Sorry. No, let me get a word in close. I think that Kyle just needs to stop with the back and forth, though.
Mm.
Like, even through the reunion...
It was still trying to justify.
She was trying to justify it so much. And it's like, you just actually need to take the L here and apologize.
And move on.
And move on and just kind of, like, agree to keep things happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that they will kiss and make up. And I fucking hope to God that next season does not mention a thing about a text message.
I know. I think we'll see. They'll make up off camera. And then I reckon we'll come back next season with them two catching up at lunch and talking some shit out. And then we'll be all happy days again.
Yeah. Cool.
you're next.
Okay. Would you rather go on the dirt buggies in New Zealand? I was going
to ask you this question.
Or go to the firing range.
Oh, okay. Buggies. I'm more of an adrenaline. I don't want to be around a gun. Also, my aim is fucking piss poor. I'd rather just be fanged around on a buggy, to be honest.
I actually wasn't sure what you were going to pick.
Really?
Because I feel like...
I love a fast car.
I don't think you do. I think you would have been not going on that.
Not your car. Being in a fast car with you is different to a trained professional. Oh, I worry about your driving.
Okay.
What would you choose?
Oh, the buggies.
Yeah.
For sure. I would have loved that.
Well, not your redneck fucking shooting.
No, I don't want to be around a gun either.
No, terrifying, scary. Okay. For Beverly Hills for next season, would you want to bring back someone original or a new recruit?
Original.
Original, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say same.
Yeah. My last question is similar to that, but it's the opposite. If you had to kick one of the main cast from Beverly Hills after this season, who would it be?
Sutton, without a doubt. But really? That being said...
No, let me read the names because I feel like...
Oh, sorry, you've given me options.
Well, it's just from the main cast. So, Kyle, Dorit, Erica, Bose, Sutton or Garcelle?
Oh, well, Garcelle. But yeah, I take back... I actually think Sutton has it coming. Like, she's got...
Give her one more season.
This is the end for her, I think, because she's got no backup and Jennifer Tilly is not going to be that much of a backbone for her if she stays on again.
Surely not.
I just don't think Sutton has anyone in her corner anymore to defend her. And if I was Sutton, I'd be bowing out as well. But that means... Very boring season. I want to see a Sutton takedown. I think that's what we've got coming for next season.
I think we need Sutton in there for one more season. Because, if Garcelle's gone, if Sutton goes, what do they do with next season? Exactly. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be I'm really would be worried about that. So, it's put Sutton in for one more season while you work on something for the season after that.
Yeah.
You make some fucking real good deals to... Oh, also, can I just fucking say, I got fucked up by April Fools with the Lisa Rinna post.
I know. I saw the date when you sent it through to me. I was like, nah.
No, seriously, I went through such, volatile emotions when I saw the post. Because I saw it a few days after April 1st.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, what the fuck? And sent it to everyone. And then... was like, no. Oh my fucking God, it was posted 3 days ago, April Fools. And it was a huge fall from grace for me that day.
Absolutely.
Anyways.
Oh, you poor thing. She will never return. But you know what? I've accepted that now. And, love and light to her. I hope she's on to better things.
Yeah. Well, she's not. She went on to Mummy Dearest, but...
Oh, that was a
shade.
Tough watch.
Yeah, I think that they need Sutton one more season and then they need to pop their pussies for what they're going to do after that.
Righto, you heard it here first.
You hear, Andy? You hear?
okay, my question's a little bit of a snowball from that. If you had to bring in a new recruit, who would you bring in?
What do you mean?
So think of someone that you would want to cast on Beverly Hills. That hasn't been a housewife already.
Faye Resnick.
Yeah, good answer. As a permanent one, yeah.
Yeah. I think she'd be good. A lot of people said Kris Jenner. I don't know if I see it. I feel like Kris Jenner is kind of Jennifer Tilly vibes. Would love to see her on The Traitors or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she's housewife material.
Kris has her own show. She's got the Kardashians. She doesn't need to... jump onto Real Housewives, I don't think.
No.
Maybe if Kardashians...
Ended
a couple years. I'd love to see Kris on there, sure.
I don't know. I don't know if it would fit. but I think that Faye Resnick would make a great housewife. Mm. Then bring Camille in.
Yep, the morally corrupt.
You've got Dorit there. Yeah. Like, that is
that's
great.
That's a shit fest. Yeah.
That, they actually need to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Get Faye on the show, because she appears on it. Like, surely she's been spoken to about it. Surely. I reckon she would just say no, but make her an offer she can't turn down.
She might have, this is just speculation, she might have a few skeletons in her closet around the whole OJ thing, though. Mm-hmm. And I reckon if she gets too involved, heat will be turned on her and it won't be good.
What do you mean, skeletons in the closet?
Like she was involved with the OJ case.
But her friend got killed.
Yeah.
It's not like she was the one that did it.
True. Look, I don't know. She might know some things that we don't know, and she might not want them to get out. I don't know.
Okay.
But if I was her, I would be treading very lightly, because what that fucking medium said about her legs, I'd be too nervous to get in a car or go anywhere. That's anything. Why she's not on the show. She's locked up at home because she's too scared to leave the house after that comment.
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you my recruit who I would put on there. Her name is, I think it's Tracy Tudor. She's from Million Dollar Listings, LA. And she's always on, like, it's like another Bravo. I think it's Bravo. Bravo show. And she's always on, like, What's Happened Live. What? Fuck me.
Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, yeah. Watch What Happens Live.
Fucking hell.
And she has been saying some things about Dorit and, like, her house and stuff and getting involved in the drama. Apparently, she was in talks to join the show a couple years ago but never did. It was that season with Diana. Like, she was meant to be on there, I think. And didn't come on for whatever reason. I would like to see her on here to, you know,
bring some heat.
Yeah, because I reckon she'd be good.
Okay. I feel like if she's been on Watch What Happens Live a lot, I might recognize her, but the name doesn't really ring a bell.
Yeah, no, the name doesn't ring a bell. But I reckon if I showed you a photo, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know who that girl is.
I feel like we should start tuning into either Watch What Happens Live or that after show thing that they do.
Yeah, agree.
Because a lot of tea comes from those.
Mm-hmm.
They're always, like, drama kind of centers around that stuff.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I do recognize her. Yeah.
I don't think she's on that show anymore, so...
Yeah.
Should be perfect for it.
Okay.
Do you want Jennifer Tilly to return?
No.
Correct. Do you think Sutton is afraid of Kathy?
Yes.
100% she is. And that's all I have for you. I was going to ask, actually, jet boat or dirt buggies?
I think I would do dirt buggies because we've done jet boat.
When did we?
Like, we're in Surfers Paradise.
Oh, that's right. Fucking hell.
The hair did not survive. Like, done that.
Mm.
So I think dirt buggies.
Okay, sure. I think I'm going to say the boat because it went real fast, real quick. And I'm into fast cars, as I said before.
Okay.
Anyway, that's all my questions that I have for you.
Thanks.
So, we'll round it off there, I guess.
Whatever.
Thank you so much again for joining me this week. Send me best of prayers tomorrow.
Why? With
securing these tickets.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
Thank you.
Wish I could help, but I will be living my corporate girly life.
Good luck to you also with your first day.
Thank you.
All right. We'll leave it there and might see you next week. Might not, but...
See ya.
Au revoir.